at the Western Farm Show. I am visiting with Oklahoma State University. Just happened to be right across the hall from the AgWired booth. My first interview here, and I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves first of all, and we'll start over here with you, Steve.
Steve Doty. I'm the division chair for Oklahoma State University Institute of Technology in Okmulgee, Oklahoma.
And over here, Carlos.
And I'm Carlos. I'm a faculty on the Precision Agriculture program that we have also in OSU.
Well, the precision ag element that you have on display caught my eye because we do publish precisionpays.com. And I guess I'd like to learn a little bit about what you're offering educationally in this sector.
Okay. What you see here in the booth, we have a Kubota RTV that we equipped with some equipment that we use in precision agriculture, such as we have here a Trimble Autopilot, which it makes possible for it to drive itself. It's the same equipment that we can install in any tractor or a combine or sprayer. But then in this case, we install in a smaller vehicle, so it's easier for the students to install and then to walk around and to see, to test and do everything. Also, in the back here, you can see the students actually, they built a small sprayer. And so also, we in the OSU, we like to emphasize hands-on activities. So we develop projects such as this one, so the students, they can learn as they are working on the project. So they can really install the equipment, see how it works. And we as instructor, we try to help them and guide them. Also, this spray here, it's equipped with variable rate technology also. So as you go in the field with using the GPS, the students learn how to make the maps. And then they apply different amount of fertilizer or herbicide on the field. So they make the map, they know how to install, they know how to calibrate, and they learn as they go along all the process. And also here we have also the NORAX system, the boom control, where the boom has sensors on it, and we also are going to program to say, okay, I want it to be at 3 meters from the ground or 3 feet from the ground, and it will automatically adjust itself. And if for some reason the tractor or the sprayer, you know, move on the field and there's a hill or something, the boom will adjust. So also, so this is kind of just a display of what our students work on. So they can, and as they are learning, as they're doing the project, they still learn.
And these projects, I assume, are done out in the field.
Yes, we have the shops in the school, so we have the classroom also, but we have the labs. Most of this is done in the lab. So we go a lot on the theory of it, where I think the theory is very important on that, because we see that this technology is changing very fast. So what we try to really teach the students is not just how to work in one piece of equipment, but to be able to learn enough about the equipment so when the new model comes, he will be able to... We need to teach them how to learn, so they are able to get any piece of equipment and learn how to use it.
How about, I guess a question I might ask is, okay, these are college students in large part. Do you have an opportunity for, let's just say, it's an old guy out here that really wants to learn about this. How about in terms of a lot of them that are kind of buying some of this equipment but going, you know, I barely know how to use my computer at home?
No, surely, yes. I actually have a couple of students that already been working in a farm and everything, and they come to the program because they, okay, I see that there's a lot of benefits using precision agriculture, and I would like to get, you know, the most that I can out of this technology. So they come to us and they say, okay, I want you to learn more, and then, of course, we do help them on that.
How about, you mentioned some of the equipment you are using here, like Trimble, NORAX. What kind of relationship do you have with, you know, there's a lot of, it seems like a growing number of companies that are coming out with different types of technology now.
Yeah, in OSU, at our campus, it's famous because of their relationship with the company. That's for us, for the educational part, it's very important, the company to be very close to us, and they are. So in our class, we have internships in our program. So the company, they come to us, and they help us to teach the students. So then we send the students to do their internship in a dealership or other companies, and they are active helping us to create our curriculum. Also, we have yearly, we bring the companies, and we have a advisory board where it's a bit, so they come to us and they say, okay, I want you to teach this, or this doesn't need to be taught, and they guide us. So and also this helps us make sure that we are really preparing the students to go to work for them, and our students are prepared to do what they need to be done. And it's very, very good. It's a very important part of our program to have that. And the internship is also very good for our students, because I see that. My students, when they go out for internship, they come back a different person. They learn a lot, because they have to work with the company and everything. But also, they don't just learn the technical part of it, but they learn about the relationship with the customer. They learn the relationship with the dealer. They get a very, what the dealer wants from me. So then when they come back to us, they are more focused. They are really more, okay, I need to learn this, and I see how important this is for me.
Great. Well, Steve, I want to turn over to you for just a second, because this is part of the Institute of Technology. I know there's more to it than just Precision Ag, and even on display here. But can you give us a little bit of a broader overview of some of the other things that OSU is offering?
We're actually a branch of Oklahoma State University. We're probably 100 miles away from the main campus, small town called Okmulgee, Oklahoma. Probably 2,500 students on campus, but we have residence halls so we can house those students. We focus primarily on producing technicians for a variety of industries, whether it's information technology, construction, air conditioning, refrigeration, automotive, diesel heavy equipment, you name it. Our job is to produce technicians. Our degrees are primarily associate in applied science degree. That's considered a terminal degree. Doesn't mean you die when you get it, just means you're supposed to be ready to go to work. Okay.
Well, speaking of that, how would you describe the market right now for your students?
It's really interesting, because even though the economy has taken a downturn over the last couple of years, our placement rate is right at 100%.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, here at the show, I know Carlos mentioned what you've got on display. What are you kind of hoping, besides this precision area here, what are you going to hopefully meet some young minds that you might interest in doing this year?
This show is a very valuable event for us in a number of ways. On this particular day, FFA chapters, FFA students and advisors will be here. We're actually putting together a drawing for a Snap-on toolbox for the FFA advisors, so we can get to know them and they can get to know us. We're offering students, because this is we're a regional university, the ag programs that we have here are not everywhere, and we want those students to have a chance to come and be part of that in Oklahoma. Typically, there's an out-of-state tuition that's charged from students out of state. We're going to waive that if they enroll in one of these two agriculture programs. The value of that thing is approximately $15,000. So those students can pay in-state tuition, get all the benefits of our program, come back and do their internships at home, and be employed back in the state where they came from.
Well, I might have to talk to one of my daughters who's not quite finished up yet about her continuing education. That sounds like a great incentive, I guess you would say. Well, I want to really thank you guys for talking to me here at the Western Farm Show. We're just about to kick it off, and the weather has been a little bit challenging, but I think that's going to clear up and everything will be okay. So here from the American Royal Complex at Western Farm Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.